The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective, all things hot and all things not, news, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Risa, good morning, everyone. Radio Boomers Live. Here we are, Radio Boomers Live, and coming to you from Southern California, February 20th, 2017. Every time I say that, 2017, it's kind of hard to believe it. It just goes by so fast, you know. It's 2000, and everybody
Jim,
are you awake, Reed? Hello. Good morning.
No, I was there. I was still muted. It's Reed, March.
I did that one time.
You said February 20th. It's March 20th.
It's March?
Oh, my. Yes.
Okay, so we each got a blooper today. All right, we're moving on. That's what happens in the Baby Boomer Show, what can I say? But it does go by fast, Reese, I'll tell you. You know, I did that one show, and it's not a way to get listeners when you do the show on mute. It's just one of those things, you know?
I try to mute the phone when I'm not supposed to be talking, so you don't hear me coughing and whatever else I'm doing in the background. And
yeah.
I did not realize it was still muted.
Yeah, well, you know... I the touch phones, I love them, but you got to be careful on touching them, because if your ear even touches it wrong or something, you on the top corner is the mute, and you're talking away, and you find out. One time Eric's on, said, hello, are you on? Dad, are you on? Yeah? Oh, oops, sorry about that. But, you know, Reese, I'll tell you.
But that brings us up to Hot Topics.
Hot Topic time already.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, first of all, I want to say happy birthday, Eric Zulli. That's a hot topic. You know, this is the first year I can remember he didn't talk about how old he was, so he must be getting old. What can I say? But I do want to say happy birthday, Eric. We celebrated his birthday this Saturday at a wonderful event. Oh, it was a wonderful event out in Dana Point, which was just lovely. And we were out with the yachts and the ocean, and it was just beautiful. It was an event for the Influencers United. It was a great event. It was the Influencers United West Coast Speakers Coalition Gala, and it was a gala. Did you have a great time, Jim?
Of course. Bringing me up there.
You.
We lost
there
you for
are.
A second there, Reed. I'm holding on to you.
You mean I said all of that and no one heard any of it?
We didn't hear you, Reed, but I kind of jumped in for a second, but I know you're probably out by the ocean or something, and sometimes reception's a little tight. Okay, so that's okay.
Okay, Reed, okay, wait. Jim, he said
I'm holding on to you,
Reed.
I'm holding on to you.
Right. He said that the audience did hear me. So I was talking about the West Coast Speakers Coalition Gala that we went to the other night out at Dana Point. How it was a lovely event. Allison Larson, the president and founder of the West Coast Speakers Coalition, was there. She looked beautiful. She was emceeing, she was hosting, she had a panel. It was great. I had a wonderful time. Did you have a great time, Jim?
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. The venue is just beautiful. And, you know, Reith, what was interesting was a lot of the people, they didn't come in for a weekend gala. They came in for an evening. And they were, you know, it wasn't an hour or two-hour drive. They flew in from all over the country. I mean... locations from, well, wherever. But it was such a great crowd. I mean, every time I turn around, I'm going, oh, and meeting somebody interesting. But, you know, I wanted to say a special thanks to Eric and Carmelita and everybody and you for showing up. And the beautiful award I got, Reith, from the Rose Breast Cancer Society and the AR Terry USA. Oh, it was a beautiful award. Did you see it with the lady?
It was
with
a
the,
gorgeous award. It looked like an ice sculpture or a diamond sculpture. It was beautiful.
No, it's beautiful. And what a night, though. Wow.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you, thank you. Networking, entertainment, the whole thing. But
and one of my favorite magicians was there, Evan Disney.
Evan
no relation.
Disney.
He's related to the Disneys, but don't tell him. He doesn't know. But he does magic. It's amazing. I cannot figure out how he does what he does.
Reitha, when you were sitting right there, I was sitting in front, and how he can do that stuff right in front of you. It's not like he's 50 feet away. He's like 5 feet away doing this stuff, and it's mind-blowing.
He does that trick with the fluffy chicken ducky type things in your hand. He's done that trick with me, and literally, I did not feel him put all of those chickens in my hand, and then when I opened my hand, they just pop up. Amazing. He's amazing. but
yes,
it was a great event.
It was. Oh, we'll be talking about that, but I think. I think we got a commercial coming up here.
First commercial, absolutely.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
And that's what we do. And it's making
people
happy
out there.
And you know, Reith, there was an excitement in the air. Did you notice that? There was a spark, because there's a lot of events we go to, but, you know, there was something in the air. And, you know, we brought some magazines, you know, about the Easy Way magazine, and
every time you turned
around, they disappeared. Reith, did you have a chance to check it out real quick? Because I know you were sitting at the table with the magazine.
Well, I've looked at the online version, I got to look at it at leisure. So there's all kinds of great articles in there. I've got a Tech Time article in there. There's just all kinds of interesting
and
Reith, people in there.
Reith, Reitha was sitting at the table with one of the guests of honor, the cover of the magazine, Brad Lewis. You were sitting there, yeah, with his wife. Yeah, great guy. And I tell you, you had your article, but I didn't see you up there twerking at all, Reith. What happened? I thought you were going to do a little thing on stage. But you didn't.
I was twerking on the red carpet. You just missed it.
Okay, Reith, we have somebody, a caller, and one of our guests last night, and he's an entrepreneur with some great ideas, and I'm going to let him share it, Paul Maxwell Godfrey. But I'll tell you, he's one of the people that have these inventive minds, a spirit of entrepreneurship, and I'm going to let him share about his project going on. Paul, are you with us this morning?
Yeah, Jim, I'm here.
There he is. Paul? Welcome to the show. This is Reitha Gray, Reitha, Paul, Maxwell Godfrey.
Hey, Reitha.
Good morning.
Morning.
And so, Paul, you came out quite a ways, and, you know, I appreciate you coming out. You brought a couple of your friends with. What's your overall perspective on what happened last night in the location and everything with the Easy Way event?
Well, it was a great, really amazing event, and it just built up to a crescendo. Lots of celebrities there, lots of people you can meet and greet, but very able people, you know. And you can meet to meet with them, and the show was awesome. It was a really interesting show.
It was interesting, and, you know, it was a networking influencer show. You know, you had a variety of people. Did you hook up? Did you get to meet a few people there last night?
Oh,
in particular?
Definitely. Definitely. I met some amazing people, good real estate people, because I'm involved with a project at that we have a mansion close to Palm Springs, and that's what we hooked up about. So it was really awesome.
So, Reith, they're working with the situation, and they're building estates out there, because I did see something on TV where some of the people are, you know, moving out of the city with their, you know, with their millions, and they want to get something going on where there's more space. It seems like space is one of the entities they want. And this area where Paul's at has a large home. And how? What kind of lot are you on, Paul?
Well, it's on 15 acres on its own hill, and it's overlooking the 10 freeway. You're about 4 or 5 miles away from that. The house was built in 1950. It's a huge 7,500 square feet mansion on 15 acres. So, and there's nothing else around for thousands of miles. Literally at that level, we're about 300-400 feet up. But we're planning to hold with Easy Way some events there, some dinners. Very exclusive. The dining room is 35 feet by 50 feet with a 10-foot half-glass wall. So you also get this spectacular mountain views. It's fresh air. But the main thing, it's quiet up there. It's peaceful, and you're secluded. You're away from everything, and it has a third of a mile driveway to get there. So it's very secure.
Sounds like you're describing Reith's home, right, Reith?
Is that- No, not at all. I live in the heart of the city in an urban forest, so no.
So all I can think of is pulling out the vacuum and how long it would take to get it sounds like quite a place, and Paul, we got to put something together where
I definitely will.
Some events, and you have some good ideas about bringing some top chefs there, and so on and so forth. Like Eric, I'll tell you, Reith, you noticed that there was some food there last night, and I don't know, Paul, if you got into that, but we had
sushi and the pizza. Yeah, very good,
sushi.
Good quality food, very good quality, well presented, and professionally done, you know.
Jim, I don't know where you have been, but the event was two nights ago, Saturday night. This is March.
What am I thinking of?
Catch up.
Where have I been?
Okay.
Well, Reith, that's what's
but
called
the
keeping
me on
fantastic.
Track. But the food was fantastic. We had the celebrity pizza guy and the sushi.
Paul,
I'm not a sushi person, but I ate
me
sushi.
Neither.
It was good.
No, but it was good. And, it's Monday, but I'll tell you, what happens, the event goes by, there's so many calls and emails. It's like it's one continuous day, you know, and here we are. It's hard to believe. Yeah, I'm referring to last night. And so anyway, you're keeping me on track, Reith. I appreciate it. But, Paul, you got to do a little networking, and what about the venue? The location wasn't bad, huh? Kind of looking at the boat.
Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful location. All the yachts and boats down there at the Dana Point. It's really spectacular. You need it. You pick really good locations to have your events at. It's very important to have a good location, which is pleasing to be at, but also great views of something, you know. And the boats and the yachts are awesome.
Oh no, totally. And but anyway, we will. We're going to be doing some business together, and we're going to be. You know, I really want to check your place out. Now we're talking about, what, maybe an hour and a half from Dana Point?
Yeah, probably an hour and a half. It's actually like an hour and a half from L.A., an hour and a half drive from Dana Point. Yeah, you were there. And like I said, it's secluded. You don't even know it's on the hill. You're driving on the freeway, but you don't really see it that much. But when you're up in the mansion, you see everything. And
so in other words, if you had an event, you really wouldn't have to worry about keeping the noise down with the speakers being late or the music or whatever the situation, because your neighbor's not going to say anything. No.
Well, we're way away from the neighbors. It's like way up the hill. So it's secluded and it's very safe, very secure, good security, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's an ideal location for events. Ideal, you know. If you want to recuperate or you want to relax, that's what you do. You come there to the it's the Banning Mansion estate, and it's at Banning, California, and it's really ideal to be there.
Yeah, and now where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Australia.
Oh, Australia, okay. And how long have you been out here?
Oh, about 25 years now.
So what made you choose Southern California? Because Reith is trying to find the secret to getting people to Southern California. So
No. There are way too many people here.
No, I chose this place because actually I'm an artist and I came out to teach art out here, so which I did for a long time.
Oh, okay, so art. All right.
Yeah.
Well, this
yeah.
So, Paul, if someone's interested in getting away and wants to rent the mansion, I'm sure it's not cheap, but if someone's interested in that, would they contact you?
Definitely, yeah. And right now we do have a deal. We've just opened up. It took like a year and a half to renovate the interior of the place, and it's now spectacular. You walk into a 1950, it has such a wonderful warmth ambience. It's a beautiful building. It's very stable, and it's three tiers, three levels. But, yeah, just contact me directly on my cell phone. Do you want me to give it out on the air?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, my cell phone is 323-481-4484. That's 323-481-4484. You can contact me directly. But right now we have really good deals because we just opened up 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
So we definitely want to have dinners there. We want to have events there. You know, I would love to have Wolfgang Puck to come and do a chefing dinner up there.
I know. I was going to say, you mentioned Wolfgang Puck. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, something like that. Because the views are spectacular. You get up there and you just go in the dining room and you go, your jaw drops because the views are spectacular. The sunsets are spectacular. And there's nothing up there other than you. So it's very, very secluded. It's very safe. Yeah, there's very few places like this. You won't find this in L.A. You just won't, and even in Palm Springs, you won't find this.
Well, thank you so much, Paul. I look forward to being up there, so I hope Easy Way has an event up there very soon. And thanks
for
calling in.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
And thanks, Jim.
All right.
Okay.
We'll be calling you.
Bye-bye.
Probably be seeing you this week. What do you think, Reith? Does it sound like a getaway?
Sounds like a getaway to me, and that takes us up to tech time.
It's tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, you know, last week we set our clocks forward. We sprang into spring. And there's a bunch of other things that we can do annually at springtime to kind of keep us up. So I thought I'd talk about that this week. So when you moved your clocks forward, did you actually move them or did you just rely on your cell phone or whatever? I don't even know how they do it in the cloud there, but they set my computer forward. They set my phone forward. I no longer have any clocks in my house that I can set forward. They all work automatically. But if you do, make sure you set all of your clocks forward. And you should have a battery-operated clock. So if for any reason the power fails, you will be able to tell what time is correct. So I thought about it. I do have some battery-operated clocks in my house. I just don't set them. So they're only right twice a day. So put in batteries. Now, this is kind of low-tech stuff. I know, Reith, this is not high-tech. No, but low-tech counts too. So put in batteries in your analog clocks and make sure that you spring forward with them. Change your smoke detector and carbon dioxide detector's batteries. This is a good time to do it at least once a year. Sometimes you can do it twice a year if you're really concerned about the batteries going bad when you spring forward and when you fall back. But definitely do it in the spring. Replace your batteries in all of your detectors. And reset your automatic timers. Like my living room light comes on at dusk. Desk has now changed. So reset your automatic timers on your porch light, your living room light, wherever you have automatic timers. And for spring cleaning, this is my high-tech tip. They have Roomba vacuum cleaners and Roomba mops. So if you're getting ready to do some spring cleaning, you might want to do that deep cleaning and then get one of those robots to do the heavy lifting for you for the rest of the year. That's my tech time. Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
That's kind of a hard one to say sometimes. Jim. But anyway, we have, I'm going to take my gem time today, and I want to bring someone on who was another guest last night, and he is in the professional category of business and so on and so forth. I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about it, and we're going to talk about the show and possibly even get Eric on. Eric's a little tricky to get sometimes, but I gave him a few texts to jump on. Fred Smith, Fred, you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you. And Eric is always hard to get a hold of. He is the hardest working man in the nation. Trust.
Right. I'm always next asking to Papa him, Eric, you want to pop in the show? And but he says he'll try. But anyway, Fred,
I'm here. I'm gonna give my time to my man Fred, my new business manager. Take it away.
I love
you, guys. Fred came to our event last night, and he is just an expert in his field. And what it was last night was an Influencers Unite. It was a networking scenario and entertainment, so on. But this is Fred's forte in the top 10 category, believe me. Fred is one of the best in the business, and I'm not going to say any more. Fred, just go ahead and share your experience for what you had last night and what you're doing. Eric, jump in wherever.
Well, I definitely want to thank you, because I think the highlight of my night was when you actually got your awards, because you're so humble, and it was in addition to Easy's birthday. And again, that was great.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. Happy birthday, Eric. I keep. Thank you, Fred.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, but it was the 1-2 punch for me, because you always know I hashtag Papa Zuli, aka Dad. to me, I've known you for a long time, and Easy's my brother. So it was really good to see everybody there, and also all the influencers. Because you had people coming around the world. I mean, that's how impactful the Influencers Unite was. People stopped their calendars just to come to this one event. You had people who hadn't seen each other since they were in different countries together. So this was a huge launch. In my book, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was an 80. I had talked to Allison, and I said, you know what, it's just a home run all day when you can get people. I gave her the analogy of a bunch of eagles always flying in their different zones, and that was the eagle's nest for a few hours, and that was pretty awesome. And it was great energy, great people, all united to do some positive things in their local communities. So very excited to be there.
Totally.
Definitely an honor and privilege.
Oh, no, it was great. And Eric, you were running around, and, I don't do a lot of Facebook, but I saw you were going around with your little Facebook deal. I was mentioning you were going around with your Facebook, your camera, or cell phone.
Well, we were doing it live. We were doing it live, baby. I mean, people can go to Easy Way TV on Facebook, and that's what Easy Way is about, is we want the audience, we want social media and the online world to be part of Easy Way fam. So we try as much as we can when we're doing fun things and hanging out with cool people to have them be a part of the action.
Yeah, and it was
no,
so big
was.
That I had to jump back in there on the cameras for the old time's sake, remember?
Yeah, man, we brought it back in the day, Fred. I mean, guys, like, I've known Fred Smith for, I mean, now he's a super business development guru, but, when we started, we were hitting the red carpets and the events together. He was the photographer, I was the host, and it was kind of cool to see you on the camera again, Fred.
it was fun. It was actually an honor, because, again, how can you – it's almost like going to somebody's wedding. Okay, the bride should not be, holding her own camera. She should be getting married, So it was you and Dad tonight and Allison, so it was an honor. It really was. I had fun.
Well, let's talk about the content that you were actually shooting. We shot one of the he's the largest Michael Jackson tribute artist pretty much out there, endorsed by Berry Gordy, 36 countries – Healing the World tour. Yeah, he was on tour with Michael Jackson, and he performed at our event. So we have that we'll be putting out. We had Evan Disney. You guys heard it earlier in the show. That magician extraordinaire. All the speakers. I mean, we got everything, man. So we got some real cool content for everybody.
It was great. And, you know, guys, Fred, you mentioned the award, and it's just a beautiful award. I'm looking at it. And Carmelita, she knocks it out of the park. She sang her song last night. And she is,
yeah, it was amazing.
Isn't she amazing?
That was the best rendition.
She really is an amazing singer. And you could tell she's a real singer because how she holds the microphone, she moves it away from her mouth and then puts it closer. And, I mean, and you could tell that when
usually when you hear Carmelita, you're out in the audience. I was standing right next to her, so I really got that was pretty cool. And, you know,
what was pretty cool was both of you standing up there next to her getting emotional because that was a very special moment for me. I mean, just like I said, I've known you for a long time, and just to watch both of you in the same space and join that together, to me, that was the show for me. You know,
it was my honor. I mean, that was my highlight of the entire event is to honor you, Dad. You know, I mean, you are the reason I am what I am today. You are the reason everybody's benefiting.
That was so nice, Fred. I appreciate it.
And that award. Let me talk a little bit about that award. That award is a historic award, and maybe Carmelita can talk about it in her segment. But they have retired Senator Pascal was signing off on it. Then you had Carmelita. They've honored a lot of major, major people in the past. And it's a special, special award by the Rose Breast Cancer Society and Artography. And so, I mean, it wasn't just a trophy. It wasn't just an award. It was a real special, historic situation.
Wow.
As well as it was on behalf of Easy Way. So, I mean, that was just it really filled me up. And it was I always said that on my 35th birthday, that was the next level. That's it, right? And so on my 35th birthday, that was when I wanted to honor you, Dad. And so we're going to do a big live stream too. Anybody listen to the show, we're going to do a big live stream and we're going to talk about the award and give you guys some history and just really go into it, you know, as well as we're going to talk about what you're doing with. My dad knows you got to jump in there. Go ahead, Dad. Come on, overpower me. You can have the airtime.
And it felt so cool, you know, like Fred, we go way back and everything. And, you know, by walking around, I see all these people, and everybody really had a good time. And then, you know, we had Voice America there and the whole group and the Celebrity Park. It just goes on and on. And
a lot of
I'll tell you guys,
there, breaking
down. Oh, man, it was just great. It was May Scorpio. So cool. But, I mean, it was great. But anyway, we're speaking of Carmelita, it's time for her time. And then we got the Celebrity Real Estate Power Couple coming on. And Fred, thank you for popping in, and Eric. And we're going to move
on. Yeah,
I
want to tell everybody, Easy Way Business is a new thing that we're going to be moving towards. We're going to be doing a lot of things with Influencers Unite, a lot of things with speakers and corporate people. It's a new division we're building. You know, Fred Smith's my new business manager. You guys are going to see a lot of amazing things happen with Easy Way. And so just go to Easy Way, text it, letter Z, W-A-Y. You know, the number is 21777, and that's how you subscribe, how you get in the mix. So we can't wait to hear from you guys. And so without further ado, Fred, go ahead and say bye. I'm going to go ahead and bring Carmelita's Corner on.
Carmelita's Corner.
Absolutely. And I wanted to thank everybody and send a shout-out to Ms. Reith. It was awesome hanging out with you and sitting next to you and cutting up for old time's sake, and I still love you, girl.
Love you back.
All right.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, good morning, everyone. And it is a beautiful good morning. And now I'm going to let you listen.
Yeah. I look good. Strong, sturdy bones, structure, keen nose, exotic eyes, hair straight today, curly tomorrow, long and shiny every day. Yeah, I look good. I'm standing at the top of this side of the hill facing down. Grain at the temples, hopefully a streak down the front with an occasional dye job.
long, elegant, regal neck, stretching tall, reaching celestial heights. Yeah, I'm standing tall. Now you know I look good. Belt of stature, pretty titties, curves in the right places. Just enough hip, minimal varicose veins, hopefully not much cellulite. And Tina Turner legs. I have realized myself. I like what I see, hear, feel, smell, and taste about myself. Yeah, I taste good and you should too. That's why I look good. You see, turning 45 ain't no joke. It's been a barrel of laughs. You gotta keep laughing and keep from crying. You know the saying, even still, I look good. I look good when the stress gets heavy and I'm tired. I look good when she hit me or go to your room, room constant. I look good when the bills are due. I look good. No matter the face, the spirit behind, beside, benevolent it may be. Brown up or down, eyes wet, brown furrow, no matter what, I look good. Because I feel good. Because I I'm good at being a mother. Ooh, I'm good at being a lover. I'm good at being a friend. I'm good at being me. Yeah, I look good because I am good.
And that was the Denise Cook, better known as the Oracle. And she has been my dear friend for many, many years and also is a member of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. What a delight. When I first met her, she had a different name. well, actually, a different nickname because she was being called China Eyes. But as you can tell from what you just heard, she is a woman of self-assurance and a role model and an inspiration. I just love her. She's one of my dear sisters in Christ. Anyway, we're speaking right now of Denise Cook, also known as the Oracle. And I just wanted to explain a little bit why you're listening to her music and not hearing her voice in person. It's because she's on a mission right now. She also happens to be a school teacher. And that's something else that we share in common. So she has to be with the youngsters today, and so she's with us in spirit. And has given us permission to play her amazing music. And while I'm setting up the computer again, I want to share with you her bio. So if you bear with me, we'll just read this. She is a two-time spoken word Billboard Award winner. She's a motivational speaker, and she's an award-winning author, poet, spoken word artist, and educator. Denise L. Cook is the Oracle. And people may wonder, how did she get the name Oracle? Well, let me tell you, she gave me the privilege of knowing her good friend, Keg Johnson. And unbeknownst to me, I had no idea that this man was an award-winning producer of super-duper hits with groups like the Silvers. At that time, they were sort of like, you know, on the same playing field with the Jacksons. And then, of course, you know the rest of the story. We got the great Michael Jackson out of that. And Keg produced this music that you're listening to now, the background to Denise. So anyway, I want to go on about her bio. She focuses on holding the mirror of life that you may see your truth. She makes people feel good about themselves. She says, quote, like Malchivaneta Melchizedek, and I hope I pronounced that properly, I say what people need to hear. May not be what they want to hear, though my words ultimately point out the good and positive aspects of who they are. Pretty deep. Denise is a very profound spiritual person, as well as a warm individual in her own right, and very easy on the eyes, I must say. When she was giving her I look good talk, she wasn't kidding. She says, Denise is a prolific writer and a captivating performer. The Oracle has been inducted in the International Who's Who in Poetry. Her works represent her true nature and is summed up in the Oracle's mantra, quote, always remember to love yourself. Denise established her first dance company at the age of 8. She went on to receive her BA in dance, MFA and teaching credential from the Graduate School of Education at UCLA and later at MED and National University. She taught at numerous schools throughout LA County, including her last full-time position as Performing Arts Department Chair at Manual Arts High School in Los Angeles and Pacific Oaks Teaching College in Pasadena, where she taught the art of writing. Denise is an award-winning published author of 2 books of poetry, prose, and song, and was nominated for the Los Angeles Poet Laureate 2014. I Got a Story to Tell is her CD, and it's available at reverberationnation.com/theoraclespeaks. And I think I need to correct that. It's reverbnation.com/theoraclespeaks. Produced by the legendary music producer Keg Johnson. That's the man I mentioned a little bit earlier. And she has worked with him using many different veins of music, such as R&B, that's rhythm and blues, of course, jazz, and spoken word fusion. She has a cut called Freedom Wakes Me Up, and it has become a favorite in the reggae and music world. Underground World. Denise received a consideration for nomination in the 2002 Grammy Latin Jazz category for her number one hit, poetic rendition of, quote, I don't speak Spanish, but I understand everything when I'm dancing, by Terabu Batsari Kirkland on the CD Mambo Jazz in New York, Florida, Dublin, and England. And is featured on Marla Gibbs, quote, Alone Together, unquote, Henry, The Skipper Franklin, and others. Most recently, her collaboration with Jerry Brown Johnston on the CD Soul Shower is listed as number 11 in the Grammy Best Jazz Female Vocal Ensemble Anthem 2014, and it is listed as Soul Shower Jerry Brown with Dwight Tribble. Her series of inspirational booklets titled The Oracle Presents 10 Pages of Nothing But the Truth are life inspirations meant to guide by the heart and spirit of common sense, attest to her diversity of style, wit, and understanding of the written word and things of life. The Oracle's Writing Workshop, the Oracle Self-Love Workshop, addresses abuse of all kinds and self-love and awareness issues. It is a hit among students of all ages, women's and social organizations. Denise has lived the lives of many, which makes her content approach so effective. So listen carefully. I have another piece for you by Denise, and it's called I Got a Story to Tell. So let me cue this up real quick. I'm still going to have to practice some of Aretha Gray's tech tips because I'm still becoming computer savvy, believe it or not. But don't forget, I'm from the baby boomer era, and I'm still booming, but working on getting tech savvy.
Well,
I was just here we go.
Carmelita, can you hear me?
Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just tuning it down a little, folks, because I have an eye on the clock, and I realize that we're going into another zone here. So before I sign off, I do want to thank Eric Zulli, and I congratulate his dad, Jim Zulli, on his achievements, and I was very pleased to have presented that award on his lifetime achievement and service as a public a servant to humanity. He's done so many wonderful things. And I do want to mention that Denise has a birthday celebration coming up at the place that's very popular here in Los Angeles, the Fido, which is located on Adams. And I'm sorry that I didn't get everything in because looking at the clock, it's kind of difficult to
make.
Carmelita,
I just wanted
to
jump on real quick and say thank you. It was so great being up there with you, receiving your award. I just wanted to jump in and say that real quick. You're great.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Jim. I really was honored to honor you. And I also want to make sure.
Thank you for the song. I never got to stand so close. That was great.
I mean,
that was a great event.
Sing that particular song, of course, it's an honor to be asked to do that.
I wasn't aware of that, and boy, you really surprised me, and that was such a great experience. And I hope you had a good time. You know, Aretha and I were there, and, you know, we hope you enjoyed yourself, Carmelita, because I tried to get you a good seat there.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. And I thank you for that, too. And I just wanted to also mention that Salute America award that you received was presented on behalf of Senior Senator Pascual Bedio, who was a co-founder of Salute America with the late Douglas Lindley, who was located out of Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
Wow.
And he's the one who, you know, really worked along with Senior Senator Pasquale on getting it off the ground. And it you know, just salutes everybody across the nation who's doing things. You know, I had the pleasure of also presenting that to the Korean portion of the church that I attend when I put together an art showing for them, and all the kids came up and received the awards, and I had them all translated into the Korean language. So we're all across the board. We incorporate all the different groups, and we're international. So we definitely wanted to salute you for the great work that you do. And, you know, of course, Eric, look what you did. They say the fruit does not fall far from the tree. You produced firecracker. He's a rocket
fire. You're an inspiration, Carmelita, because I see you could still dance. You sing and everything. You're an inspiration to people on our channel because you have so many gifts and talents that you share with everyone that it's just great. And we appreciate you having a segment on our show. It's great.
Oh, well, you know what? I was really, really very thrilled to have been invited. And before we get off the air, I want to get back to Denise. I don't know if you can hear in the background there while we're talking, but I'm still playing this great music of hers. People should look her up. You know, it's really worth it. And I want to remind everybody that today, Monday the 20th, which is the day before her birthday, and she spells it with Earth as part of the B, birthday. She's having melodic melodies with a lady named Marcia Parker today at the Fai Dodo. It's spelled F-A-I-S Dodo, D-O-D-O. And that is at 5257 West Adams Boulevard. And the doors open at 7:30. The cover is only $10. And the first 10 are on her. She's going to pay the $10 for whoever shows up. And then on Saturday, March 25th at 6:30 p.m., Hollywood Poets with Ideas Aubrey at Catch 56 is going to be coming up. And on Sunday, March the 26th, the Stevie Mac Showcase at KAOS Leimert Boulevard, 343rd Vision Theater. So she's got a lot on her plate. Please look her up. And if you haven't already figured it out, she's one of my dearest friends. And as I also said, she is a member, an honorary member of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. And on that note,
thank you so much, Carmelita.
Sign off now with Denise there in the background with her wonderful music.
You add so much to our event, and we appreciate when you come down because you have a distance to go, so we really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thank you so much. And I really, and Aretha, and thanks, Eric, for all you do. Bye.
All right. So, and Eric, are you able to jump back on with us?
Yeah. I am here waiting. I got some real cool information. I actually just got off the phone about 2 minutes ago. The calls are coming in off of this Influencers Unite event, but I have a couple columns. I actually have a lot of columns I'm being given by different magazines. I'm being given channels. I'm being given a lot of online and mainstream platforms to push out on press releases and getting the information out. So this event and the press release, we're going to be doing the articles, the reviews. I have an article in Manila Up magazine. And so my Easy Way Corners article is going to be in that magazine. I also have a column and article in WIM magazine. So it's going to be coming on that. You'll see the event on Actors Reporter. You'll see the event on Sudan TV. You'll see the event on Getty and Wire Images. You'll see it on Easy Way TV. And the biggest announcements, thanks to PrometheusConway.com, we're developing a simple site for everybody to be able to go to. You're going to be able to go to ezwaymedia.com. It's always letter E, letter Z. That's never going to change. But ezwaymedia.com. And everything we do, that's going to be a portal site. So everything we have, Easyway Promotions, Easyway Cares, Easyway Events, Easyway Radio, Easyway TV, Easyway Magazine, you know, it's all going to be on that. And you guys can pick and choose what you want to go to, as well as the text message opt-in system through Easyway Text, a subsidiary of Text Me Leads. you'll be able to text to be able to know when you're in content you might want to find. Is there certain interviews, episodes, when we're going to be putting things out, when you can get to certain things. It's all going to be on that text system, which is texting Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, no spaces, to the number 21777. And that's going to be the simple way, the simple system, simple format. And thanks to my business manager now, Fred Smith, who's a top-level business development professional, trained with Tony Robbins Camp and John C. Maxwell and all the big boys. My new title, which I love, is Online Media Platform Specialist. That's what I am now. And I want you guys to post your comments. Tell me what you think. I'm an online media platform specialist, which means we can give you platforms to build your business the easy way. All right, thanks, Dad. I appreciate the time. And
sure.
Yeah,
and
you need me.
Coming together, it's amazing.
Oh yeah, no, we're gonna have not just sites. We're gonna have apps. I mean, you're gonna be able to download the
app
for the Easy Way Media, you know, portal. Basically, it's the Easy Way Media portal of all the Easy Way stuff. You know, there's books and there's a whole bunch of things. And the Easy Way magazine, man, I mean, I couldn't believe it. Let me just say this, too. When I was at the event, I was having people like
– Oh, they disappeared.
Not just the physical magazine. Yeah, the physical magazine disappeared. But what I noticed was pretty cool is people like Vince Vaughn's mom. I mean, Vince Vaughn, the legendary A-lister, actor from Wedding Crashers and the breakup movie with Jennifer – Yeah, Jennifer Aniston, and I mean everybody knows Vince Vaughn, you know, and Vince Vaughn's mom and I talked for a while.
Oh,
they're
great.
And you guys, you guys will see an interview I did with her, an endorsement. She endorsed the magazine. She was holding it, and you know she's interested in being a contributor. Dan Clark, who's a legendary speaker, Hall of Famer, and NFL star, and all that stuff. You know, he was interested in being a contributor. James Dentley. I mean, all these major people are interested in being contributors or being a part of Easy Way in some way, which tells me, you know, thank you, Lord. You know, thank you, the team. Thank you, everything. The brand has really expanded into a different market, into a different level.
Well,
and so we're looking forward.
Everyone, he puts his hard work into it. I mean, I'm amazed, the hard work. I'm talking about up early in the morning till, I mean, 18 hours later, just drilling away, working hard. And lots of help.
Thank you, Dad. I appreciate it. Let's not forget, too, the Breakwater Events Establishment is a partner with us now. That venue that you guys are going to see on Getty, you guys are going to see on Manila Magazine, on Actors Reporter, on WIM Magazine, on Easy Way, on everything that we're going to be putting this out on, that venue is now our venue that we're going to be doing exclusive business with in the Dana Point area. Yeah, we're going to be doing a television show I'm working on, dinner and television show. It's going to be really, really, really cool. Compliments of
I don't know if we should mention their names. You know, I got to find out about that. But,
I've already talked to the owners and stuff. I've already had. I mean, this is stating.
Is it okay to mention their names on air? You know, the venue.
What I'm
people.
Stating is what I verbally spoke about and what I verbally got confirmation on. So, yes, it's okay to mention on air based upon what I verbally heard. Okay, so this is my opinion. This is my statements, my facts from Eric Zulli that I've spoken about. And we want to get it out there. We want people to come to the event, to the venue. We want people to, you know, I'm giving little tidbits, little teasers and stuff. And I'm sure the Breakwater is going to want some advertising. It's an amazing establishment right by the ocean. They do the dinner, they do the jazz concerts. You can pretty much do anything you want there. And I mean, the venue really holds about 400 plus people if you count the outside patio area as well as inside.
The outside patio, which is beautiful. Chandeliers looking out at the ocean and the boats and everything. Oh, it's beautiful.
What I love is you can differentiate. You can actually do an event outside and you can lock the inside and have a specific time and when you want people to go inside. You know, the way it's set up is just unbelievable. We're going to be doing a lot of
the
shooting. We're going to be doing a lot of red carpets and a lot of Easy Way magic as far as putting people out there. Just keep following us, guys. You're going to love to see what we're doing in Orange County. We also have a lot of establishments in L.A. And more and more things are going to be happening. So, again, subscribe to Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, no spaces, to the number 21777. 21777 is the phone number that you dial in, and the message box you put Easy Way, you press send, subscribe, and then you'll be getting emails and you'll be getting text messages on everything that we got going on. The content we're going to be putting out is unbelievable. The interviews are amazing, you know, and everything's going to be on that easyway.com here in the next couple of days. and you guys are going to really love it. EasyWayMagazine.com, subscribe to it. So thanks, Dad. You got about 5 more minutes left. Radio Boomers Live, I love it. The show's rocking. The ratings are great, and we appreciate you having you guys on. Thank you to Aretha. Oh, I also wanted to say this, too. Aretha's been with us for over 100 episodes. That's pretty historic. That's like anniversary type stuff. And Aretha Gray from Betty White's Out the Rockers, NBC, Lifetime, many, many other movies. She's a coach with the Baby Boomers. I mean, she's amazing, and she's stuck with us, and we really appreciate her. She was on the panel, on my Easy Way panel last night with Lester Spate from Transformers, Norbit. He's got some other real big projects coming out. He was Terry Tate with the Super Bowl stuff, you know, with Summer Helene, who's going to be one of the youngest studio executives. She's a Paramount executive currently, you know, the celebrity real estate power couple. I mean, the panelists were amazing. And my partner, Brad Lewis, with Agora Advantage. And that's the other thing. We got the new Easy Way business platform coming out too, through Agora Advantage. Just look up Agora Advantage.com. And if you want to do it the easy way, you / that and put Easy Way Biz after it. We'll be doing our thing with Easy Way Visa. A lot of things coming out, guys. So I love you guys. Thank you so much. And I'm not going to talk anymore because I talk too much. I take over airtime, and I'll give it back to you, Dad.
No, no, it's great, Eric. We need that information. How much time we got left?
Well, we have about 6 minutes left, and you do have a caller, actually, 424-4720.
Okay,
maybe we'll bring this caller in to see if they have anything to say. Caller 4720, last four digits of your phone number. Are you there?
I wanted to try. All right. Who do we got? I wanted to get Fred on again. Who do we have?
Okay.
Hi.
Oh, no.
Hi, James.
Okay, we do have Fred on, so let me bring that on. And is that Angelica Coughlin Joyce from the Celebrity Real Estate Power Couple?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
hello, guys.
Hi, Angelica.
Hey, Angelica popped down with us. Okay, we only got about 5 minutes left, but we wanted to get you on, and I hope you enjoyed your positioning. We tried to get you in a front row seat, and we appreciated you guys being there last night. And boy, talk about an event. We only got a minute.
Did
you enjoy yourself?
Let me correct you, Dad. We didn't try to do anything. They walked in, and the front row seat found them. people knew when Celebrity Real Estate Power Couple were in the room. I mean, people. I noticed their reactions when they were on the panel. I mean, they were attentively listening. And
there were
so many
important people. But yeah, we wanted to get them front and center. And Angelique actually was on the panel. She did some speaking last night, and boy, it was great. It was great all around. And Angelique,
we hope you
enjoyed yourself. Hope you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, we enjoyed.
All right, so I'm gonna bring on Fred Smith. You got about 2 more minutes left, and Angelique, maybe about a minute at the end after Fred's done, you can promote whatever you like to promote. I know you got many people that you want to shout out. You got your new film coming out, but all right, so here's Fred Smith, and then we'll continue. Fred Smith, you're on.
Okay. Hey, Fred.
I'm here.
Hey,
okay.
What's going on?
So anyway, I told Fred to kind of hang around a little bit because Angelique, in the business world, Fred is the kind of guy who can really get things done. He knows how to put things together on a professional perspective. I don't know how else to describe it, but Fred Angelique is a top-rung broker, real estate broker in Beverly Hills area and so on. And, you know, these are the level of people, guys, that we had at the event, which I keep saying last night because time's going so fast, Saturday night, and it was amazing. But Fred, you kind of shared what you had, and as far as business goes, this is the kind of situation where it's beneficial to the point where some people even bought their plane tickets, right?
Yeah, absolutely, worldwide. So it was definitely an incredible event, and to hashtag Papa Zuli's point, what I like to do is scale businesses up from 5 to 8 figures per month, and I've gone beyond for some of them. Definitely excited to be back on the team and having fun with everybody, and just looking forward to serving everybody on however we can do it together, because it takes teamwork to make the dream work.
Video. And you get to Facebook or whatever, you know, text Easy Way to 21777 and so on.
Oh, you want them so if they want to get a hold of me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so if they want to get a hold of me, they can go to thisisfredsmith.com or they can go to synergystrategiesinc.com. So either way, you can get a hold of me, and always through Easy, naturally, and you.
Oh, yeah. And then, so I was asking Fred, as far as networking situations and, you know, like if people are paying for their tickets and their plane tickets to get down and to fly this far to get. Now, would you consider this type of situation where you can literally meet people and walk out with something that could turn out to be business, right?
Right. And the bottom line is you have to show up in order to go there. You got to play to win. It's just like people want to, you know, do other things in life. But if you're going to fail, fail forward. But more importantly, do whatever you have to do. You've got to be resourceful because there's so many opportunities out here more than people to handle these opportunities. But if you position yourself at the right place at the right time with the right people, then what typically happens is they see that you're there, you're serious, you're a player, and you want to play. So then there you go. And that's how you start doing it. And that's how you build these relationships and make them happen. After all, we've known each other for over 10 years, almost 15 years now. It's been that long. You know, we've seen each other challenges, ups and downs, and we've handled everything together. And, you know, it's one of those things where it starts with trust because business isn't business. Business is people.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, I felt a little spark in the air last night. You know, you could tell it went a little bit beyond business. People were enjoying themselves, and that's an important scenario, you know?
Exactly, to your point. I mean, at the end of the day, you're not a title. You are not your title. That's what I'd like to teach even when I'm coaching people. You are not your title. People always ask you, hey, how are you and what do you do? I mean, that's because we're hardwired to do that. But in most cases, we do business with people who we like, period, end of story. We continue to do business with people who we love. So that's really, to me, the game changer. If you go in there, like even when I'm talking to people, I never go in there with an agenda. I just want to go in and say hi because, quite frankly, I know I can't talk to everybody, and quite frankly, my message isn't for everybody. But I do know that, you know, through time, I'm going to attract the right people, and we're going to do business together, and we're going to change the world. And that's really how I like to look at things. And, again, I can't be everything to everybody. That is the key to success. The key to failure is trying to please everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you got to read people, you know. Like, for instance, you have people with such a variety out there, and whether it's, you know, like Angelique with the real estate or, you know, whatever business, you know, you have to kind of read them, and you kind of cover all the bases where you kind of can lay out a strategic plan and how to develop that business and make it move forward. And that's a benefit. When you can come in on just a variety of scales there.
Yeah, that's the number one thing because, again, if you're trying to be everything to everybody, just like my chiropractor, I don't expect them to be an accountant. You know, there are some people out there who are great generalists, and those are very far few and in between. It takes a lot of money because I've worked with those companies. Some of them take tens of millions, if not hundreds of million dollars, to be that general. But if you look at their messages in most cases, just like with the automotive dealers I usually deal with, they may have one brand, but they've got maybe 5 to 6 different models as far as the cars go because they have 5 or 6 different markets that they're targeting. So that's really how you have to start thinking about your business as well. I can't be everything to everybody. I don't go to a chiropractor looking for accounting. And when people start really understanding that business isn't business, business is people, focus in on what you do really, really well and be known for it.
Now, Fred, this is a really big thing, and it's kind of spooky. When you look at the stats on how many businesses start and how many literally after, I don't know, you probably know the stats on this, the period of time before they may not make it, because there's a large number that just don't make it. Where do you go when you're traveling to your goal and just some things aren't working out? How far do you go before, hey, it's time to maybe jump the rail and try a different route to head for your goals, because this particular one is becoming too expensive. It's just not taking me to my goal. It's time to move over and try something else. And people have to be aware of that before they totally fall off the cliff, right?
Well, yeah, but the other problem, too, to your point, Jim, is that they're not enough pain enough to seek help, because pride and ego are two big things that can kill any business, in addition to having the wrong message to the right people or the right people to the wrong message.
Point.
So when you have, again, Einstein says the same mind that got you into the problem is not the same mind that will get you out of it. That's why I really believe in it does take teamwork to make the dream work. You have to have a mastermind. And anything
Good
that
phrase.
You do in this world, the bottom line is if you don't have people around there to give you counsel and you're not also willing to listen, be coachable, be mentorable, then you might as well just pack your bags, because I have not been able to do what I have been able to do. Now, you got to think about this, Jim. I got people with 9 and 10-figure net worths coming up to me, flying me out to say, hey, here, fix this. Now, you would think that they're capable, but they understand their strengths, and they just want to focus in on what they do best. So maybe they don't have somebody in their organization, or maybe they need somebody to look from the outside in. to see what's going on because you're too close to the problem. And too many people don't look at business like that. They just go, hey, I've got my shingle and I spent my money and I don't need to talk to you. And who do you think you are? I mean, those are the people who are really going to go out of business these days.
Yeah.
To somebody
yeah.
saying, hey, you know what? I need your help. And when you think about it, that's all business is saying to somebody is that, hey, I need your help and here's how I can possibly help you. Do we have a transaction going on here? If we can, great. If not, who do you know? And that's one of the things because once you start getting that narrow in your message, you're going to turn down a lot more people than you probably expect. But they also know that you're good at that thing, and they're going to refer you people. And that's the part that most people miss. But if your pride and your ego is so great, if your pride and your ego is bigger than your skill set, then you can pretty much put a calendar in your date as to when you're going to fail. And then once you decide if you want to pick up the pieces, then you may seek counsel. And that's really And in most ways, the things you know, these things happen. It's unfortunate. That's the reason why more than 90% of businesses fail within the first 5 years.
I didn't even want to say that, but that's what I hear. 90%. That's a big chunk. That's not like 50%. 90%. It's like kind of spooky when people get into that.
Yeah.
Can I be that 10%? But you know, like you are a structure person, and what I've seen over the years is, if you don't have structure, there could be problems because that. Lack of structure is going to cost you a lot of
that
time,
is the biggest
a lot
thing.
Of finances, and that's going to hurt the budget
Absolutely.
And prevent you from moving forward.
1,000%, because I can show anybody how to do sales and marketing. To me, I can do that in my sleep. The problem is if you're so – you can become successful so quick that you can fail. And people ask me, well, how is that possible? Well, if you don't have the systems, processes, and structures in place to fulfill what you've just promised somebody, it's one thing to make the promise. It's another thing to keep it. And if you don't have both in place at the exact same time, you will blow yourself out of business faster and get more negative reviews because all somebody has to do these days is go online, write a negative review, start a website, start a movement, start a funding, and it's international. And you don't want to be that person. So you really have to begin with the end in mind. But again, if you got pride and ego in place, then your vision is so small that you can't see what's about to happen to you. You still don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, and you know, Fred, you guys, Aaron, I'm telling you, this is historic. It's such a transitional situation going on with the tech, you know, and so on and so forth, online business, that before our eyes, we are seeing the transition of like Blockbuster, changes because somebody comes along and can eliminate the brick and mortar, save so much money, and all the employees so on. But it's good and it's bad the way because it has to regulate jobs in a different industry. And then you have the large stores, some of them going out like Penny's, a lot of places shutting down, and they're buying online. So it's a whole new way of looking at business as far as you're going. You have to transition to that too, right?
Well, Jim, to your point, though, and I agree with you 1,000%. Nobody is too big to fail. Look at Eastman Kodak. Look at your Enron. Look at everybody who had more money to throw at anything on the planet, and they still failed. Why? It still boils down to pride and ego and that vision not being able to see the trends in the marketplace and you adjusting to them before it happens. And that's the problem that most of these businesses have. Like even when you look at some of the people who are really good on the offline stuff, like the dealers back in the day, most of their customers are online. Some of them still say, hey, we don't need to do that. And, you know, they don't realize that there's a virtual showroom. And how many people in other businesses think like that? It's a lot. You know, even when I'm talking to lawyers or accounting practices, some of these guys are still doing old school ledgers versus the new way of doing business. You know, you had like my daughter, for example, she won't do anything unless there's an app involved with it. She won't do anything. So you're not going to get that business. And she makes decent money. So the question is, are you going to grow bigger than the problem? Are you going to learn how to get out of your own way? And are you going to sit your pride and ego down for a side to say, hey, you know what? If I want to build something, it takes teamwork to make the dream work. And see how that comes back full circle, Jim?
Yeah, it takes teamwork, yeah. And there was a movie about the guy worked 40 years at the business, and, you know, they brought him in the office, and then he said, oh, let's check out my office real quick. And he said, this is where I have this account, and this is where I have this account. And he had boxes all over with all the different accounts over all the years. And when he left, they gave him his watch. It was time to retire, and he left. And they showed the new guy going in with a laptop. And then downstairs, when he was getting in his car leaving, all these maintenance guys were walking out with all his boxes and his ledgers and his records and dumping them in the trash. And because they didn't need that anymore. Everybody had it on.
Yeah.
It's
There's a lot of truth to that, and there are some people out there who can't sell their businesses just from what I'm telling you. That's why I really specialize in what I do, because they don't realize that it's not a business. They realize it's just been a large practice, even though they might have made money and lived off of it, but they can't sell it because there's no bones in place. There's no structure. There's no this. There's no that. Things are antiquated. It may take more money than the offer that they're trying to receive. It's a lot of stuff involved with that whole process, to your point. But, again, it takes somebody really being humble but hungry to understand that there is so much more to what they've done. And then also I talk to a lot of people who have been really good maybe in their own profession and they decide to start a business. Well, just because you were great at that one thing doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be a great business owner. No different than a salesperson being great and they think that they're going to become a manager of people. It doesn't work that way. They're two completely different skill sets.
Would you recommend, and I've read, you know, when I do the baby boomer research, a lot of the baby boomers, it's time to retire, and they take their time. But then they think, you know, what is that wish list, they call it, the bucket list or whatever. They want to, they start contemplating maybe starting their own business in whatever field. Now, would you recommend that, wouldn't it be a little smarter to stay within something they know rather than getting into something they have no idea what they're doing? A little smarter?
Well,
or no?
I think it really depends. They'd have to understand that big word called correlation. There's a key word here that most people don't talk about, and that is the word pivot. Some people call it reinventing themselves in Hollywood, but what most people have to understand is that usually if they have one strength, there may be two or three other ones that complement that strength. So you definitely want to take that energy if you are able to have it. In other words, whatever you've done before, really great for the last 20 and 30 years. If you can commoditize that and make that into something that pays you, then awesome. Mm. You know, but there are some people like me who had a lot of non-competes, non-disclosures, non-solicitations. I have all of this great track record, but at the end of the day, quite frankly, the legal fees are too expensive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you have to really look at
I read that
look
too.
At look at yeah. So you have to look at different vertical industries that are really good for what you do. And the other thing too is that you have to be able to make sure that you can endure the scrutiny of what you're deciding to do. And what I mean by that is you may have to trade up friends. You may not be in the same circles. You're going to have to get really uncomfortable because the people who knew you as that one thing may not know you as the new thing. You see what I'm saying? So you have to be, you have to be a different, it's just a whole different mindset and structure. So if you decide that you want to jump out in something, how many people know you right there? And so for some of these people, you have to develop new, hey, my name is Fred Smith and I'm this and that and the other. And then you go to talk about your new profession to your older friends and they go, that's not you. You don't do that, blah, blah, blah. So then you start getting conflicting information. So that's why you have to, I say, Jim, you got to draw a straight line and walk it. I really believe that people can be really successful as if they decide and then they set their standard and then they raise their standard and they say, this is what I'm going to do. And you're going to lose people along the way. I've lost family.
Yeah.
I've lost friends. I've lost people who are the same people. Like even look at that room, Jim. How many people do we know when I first met y'all almost 15 years ago that were in that room? It was just me, you, and Evie, you know,
from the time
when I first met you. And we've talked to thousands of people. But because they're on a different level, it's neither good nor bad. It's just what it is. But when you accept that and you sit here and say, okay, these new group of friends, these new group of people, they will know me as this and this only. That's it.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. And what would you recommend, are there any certain fields, like you've seen some of these films, some of the shows on TV where people present their businesses to the investors? And talking about a variety and all ages, people just, you know, they have a little dream and they start fooling around with that at home and poof. But it's just like you say, it's one thing starting all this out, but then after you get going, following through with this, it's not so easy. You know, it's like the magazine. Let's start a magazine. Yeah, well, good luck. It's a lot of work,
good luck,
and a lot of tech.
Exactly. Exactly. And even if you're going to do a magazine or anything like that, you still have to have a platform. That's the reasons why me and Easy were talking this morning. You know, it's real simple now to get a platform even than it was 15 years ago. But the problem is there are too many people out there who are mediocre and don't know the ins and outs and haven't bruised themselves. And, you know, I posted the other day, you know, superheroes have wounds too, you know.
Yeah.
They get bruised and beat up badly, and that's the people that they don't realize. And that's the way I look at you and Easy. because I was there when you were building it. You know, you guys were great before I met you, and I watched you just go through every single part of mastery. Then you transcended that, gave it to somebody to manage while you built the next thing. That is a huge skill that most people wish that they had, and that's called the business builder mindset, because you have a template. It works. So he's the expert, and you're the expert at the media relations stuff, but more importantly, you know how to make it into an effective platform that attracts the right people. You literally have a virtual magic wand that you can wave, and the right people you will attract at the right time. That's how powerful your platform is. And most people don't have that, and that's the problem.
That's Eric's skills, not mine. He's the mindset behind this. You remember.
But guess who his motivation was? You're so humble. Guess who his motivation was? It was you.
Well, you know, Fred, you go way back. I remember when Eric was in grade school, and some of the high school kids would come by because they heard he knew how to handle a certain, you know, you guys used to play the internet games. What is it called? Warcraft or something.
Yeah,
and
Warcraft,
he was just—it was so amazing at these games, and these top players would come over, and they couldn't figure out how he could wind up winning these certain games and creating new whatever you call it, new ways to do it, and that. So I knew there was something there, but resourcing is the key, because you know, Fred, I noticed there are people with real talents, and they have the expertise in biology or whatever it is. But yet they don't resource what they have. And I'm thinking, how is this person that's, so amazing at what they do, but yet they fail at their goal? So that's where I notice your skills come in. And I'll tell you, I'm going back to that word structure again, because if that's in place, when this other stump comes at you, you're kind of ready to make it go, which leads to success in your company. And without
Absolutely.
That, the success may come. But you know what? You're not going to be able to resource any of it because you're not prepared for it. And poof,
absolutely,
it falls to the wayside, you know.
And the other challenge the other challenge to your point is that, it's the difference between knowing what to do in the gym versus going into the gym and actually knowing it. So I think that's the other challenge that most people have as well. And that's to your point, what I do. I help people break through that stuff to get to the next level.
That's great. No, we got to do. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff, Fred, and we appreciate your expertise. And I'm glad you enjoyed yourself at the event. I think that it was a great turn. I mean, it was
amazing.
Almost too great a turnout.
It was standing room. They had to get chairs from other places. They got chairs off the boats. There was so many people there. It was insane. It was nice.
Oh yeah. Well, Fred, we're going to bring Angelique on, the celebrity real estate power couple. I don't know if JP's jumping on with her, but she's an amazing lady. She was a real star last night. Everyone loved her gown, and she is a talented lady in the field of real estate. And so on, Angelique, you on with us?
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you, James. You are a great person, too. I love that award Carmelita gave you that day.
Well,
it was amazing.
Yeah,
you really deserve everything, every word and every word that day.
Well,
it was nice,
kind of a hit yourself last night. People were, who is the lady with the beautiful gown? And, you were a hit, I'll tell you. Did that come from? That was really amazing.
No, me it's upscale, you have to dress upscale. So I just decided, just do something special for birthdays.
Well, yeah, no, I've seen it. But, you're just amazing. But your skills in real estate, Angelique, what kind of moved you towards the field? You're involved in so many aspects of real estate. National, international. What got you interested in it?
What got me interested in? Well, back in my country, I was always excited about properties, and at that time, we didn't have any banks who would loan the money. So I was studying Robert Kiyosaki. Even back then, when I barely spoke English, I was already reading his books and was really excited and was just wondering, how can I do this in my country? But there was no way to do what he's advising in his books and CDs to do there and use the, leverage to make money. Basically, get the loan from the bank, purchase the property, and move on and rent it out and just do it over and over just to get the equity growing. So I couldn't do this. And when once I came here, I was like, whoa, that would be the best field I could go in because I was so excited and now I can do it. So that's how I immediately in 2003, as soon as I arrived, I studied the test and I immediately passed from first try with barely speaking English. I passed my first test of real estate and got a broker license shortly after that. So just,
well,
you
have to be a pretty smart lady because I love your accent, but you speak, I mean, to be able to speak several languages and, you know, you're dealing with, this is some serious stuff you're dealing with. The decisions people make and, you know, someone like you helps guide them into, what kind of property they would want. So this is very serious, especially with the baby boomers. What, should they go up? Should they drop down to a smaller place? A young couple, everybody wants, and Angelique, I know you're probably familiar with this, they want to sometimes go a little higher and a little nicer than what's in the budget. And that could be, that could be a little dangerous if the payments get a little too high. So you have to deal with all that, right? So you have to make the right decisions.
Yes. Sometimes it's not an option. Sometimes they just approve for maximum amount. And sometimes on the market, there is nothing really available. Even they want to buy some, actually you find the young people, they very, very conservative. They're very careful. They want to stay in their budget. They want to stay below their budget. But sometimes there is not an option. They whatever is available, it's not really they want to be there. So then they go a little bit higher price to be where they want to be, close to work, and be able to not stay in traffic for too long. You know what I mean? So that's another thing, the problem.
I appreciate you jumping on, and I'm so glad you and JP were able to come by last night and hope you enjoyed yourself. We're kind of out of time here, but we hope you're going to jump on our show again next week, and we hope to be doing so much together. But for now,
thank you so much.
We're going to have to pretty much wrap things up. All right. And
if anybody has questions, they can just go online, register for our website and ask any questions, search for properties they're interested, just even for fun, just to get an idea of what's market about. And we have, website celebrityrpc.com. We can search for properties. We can search for events. We can search for upcoming movies, editions, and everything. So celebrityrpc.com. Please check us out.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank
you.
Guys, have a great day.
Rita Gray and I, and it's time to say farewell. Until next week, Radio Boomers Live, easywaymedia.com.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Rita Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.